Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Trade Commission is moving to block Edward Life Sciences' proposed acquisition of medical device company Yennevalve Technology. In a complaint filed today, the agency said the acquisition would limit competition in the aortic regurgitation device market. Both companies said they disagree with the FTC's decision. In earnings, Airbnb logged higher sales and earnings in the second quarter as travel demand picked back up. The vacation rental platform posted a profit of $642 million, above analyst expectations. Meanwhile, Lyft's profit also rose last quarter as ridership and bookings grew. The ride-sharing app posted a profit of $40.3 million. Revenue increased 11% to $1.59 billion, narrowly missing expectations. And DoorDash also exceeded Wall Street forecasts. The food delivery app swung to a profit of $285 million compared with a loss last year. Second quarter revenue jumped to $3.28 billion. Finally, in recent months, North Korea has sped up construction of a launch site to be used for spy satellites. Security experts say the site includes the addition of a seaport that could be used to get deliveries from Russia, such as larger rocket components. North Korea hasn't commented publicly on the recent site expansion. And that's a wrap for your TNB Tech Minutes today. Tune in tomorrow morning for your next quick tech update.